Today is Thursday, July 28th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Myrna Brown.
And I'm Paul Butler. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, Hope Awards for Effective Compassion. All this week, we've been profiling this year's semifinalists. And so far, we've heard about a New Mexico transitional housing facility, a Michigan pregnancy resource center for women and for men, and a residential addiction rehab program in Idaho.
Today, world reporter Addie Offerins returns once more with our last semifinalist, this time an addiction rehab program in Huntsville, Alabama.
I tried marijuana. Why do people do that?
Patrick McDonald was 18 when he first tried cocaine. His friends taught him how to do it.
And then one day I was with the right people, the wrong people, who said, hey, you should cook your cocaine. And I was hooked on crack. And my body said, this is what you've been looking for. My brain said, you're finally happy. You've arrived. Mm-hmm. And that just led to the next 30 years of hell, off and on.
McDonald became what he calls a part-time crackhead. His longest stretch of sobriety lasted 18 months. Addiction led to divorce. Selling drugs to support his addiction landed him in prison for over 5 years. When he got out, he did well for a while, fell in love, and remarried. Then, another relapse, another stint in jail, another divorce.
And I've been to a number of rehabs that I never wanted to go to.
None of them worked. In 2012, McDonald faced one more mandatory rehab program. He didn't want to go to his way, but he knew something had to change.
The Christ-centered approach was different than the AA mantras of standing in a circle. It was just different.
At the His Way Recovery Program, men battle addiction with a structured environment, a loving community, and most importantly, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tom Reynolds is the director of ministry for His Way.
You know, in AA, you always introduce yourself and say, hey, I'm Tom and I'm an alcoholic kind of thing. And so your identity is always rooted in the problem. I'm always attached to the problem.
His Way is different. It grew out of a Bible study called the Bridge Group.
When we started the Bridge Group, we kind of went around and said, hi, my name's Tom and I'm a child of God. And we identify ourselves and attach ourselves to the solution instead of the problem. Mm-hmm. We're united because we have a common solution, not because we have a common problem.
But the leaders started to notice some difficulties. The men faced challenges that a twice-a-week meeting couldn't handle. Some didn't have jobs or transportation. The leaders realized they needed to begin a residential program. But Reynolds had no idea how it should work. Reynolds asked the first men who came about their past program experiences, both good and bad.
I interviewed all of them, kind of put together kind of what I heard from all that, and began kind of formulating what I thought would be a good structure.
The fundamental rule, everyone had to pass drug and alcohol tests. Other rules involved curfews, chores, and honesty. In the handbook, each rule is supported by scripture.
I think every one of the guys I interviewed I dismissed because they violated the rules that they told me that should be important to their recovery.
But more men trickled in. Some were homeless, former inmates, or still lived with mom and dad. Others were former military officers or business owners. Others never had career ambitions beyond drug dealing. Most had been in trouble with the law. At His Way, men stay for 9 months. For the first 60 days, they don't have contact with the outside world. Reynolds calls it a cool-down period. Then, residents are required to start working. They're expected to contribute $250 a week to cover living costs. His Way partners with companies in the community to find the men jobs. Others work at the organization's four thrift stores. Men also take life skills classes and Bible classes. Stuart Whiting wears blue jeans and cowboy boots. He teaches several residents the Christian view of identity.
So God creates man in his own image. He decided, let's create man. So what's the first thing we learn about God creating man?
Here's Tom Reynolds once again.
Because ultimately sobriety is not about the absence of drugs and alcohol. Sobriety is about having a right relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And being rightly aligned, and that's about honesty, it's about integrity, and so all those kind of things. Those are the real things we're trying to focus on, is character transformation. Because right. When that changes, alcohol and drugs become irrelevant.
While in the program, the men are required to attend a local church. They also attend family meetings with a group of people who know the resident well and are supporting his sobriety. The teaching, discipleship, and worship have an effect. Since his way began, about 200 residents have been baptized. Still, setbacks are common. Only about 50% of the guys who start the program graduate. Some men receive a certificate but then go back to their addiction. Patrick McDonald first graduated from his way in 2012.
And I got out and relapsed.
He came back and tried again. On day one, McDonald sat in the 8 a.m. Bible class with Tom Reynolds.
And it's weird because I've got a drug problem. I come to his way and you send me to a Bible class. Why? And I'm thinking, I want to get high. Why am I sitting in this class?
But soon he started taking notes.
That was interesting. That's a good point. Man, I want to get high. You know, and by week three, it's like, wow, this is a great class. I never knew that.
Oh. By week four, he called his parents and asked them to send him a new Bible. He read it every night.
It's nothing that I did. Tom's preaching the gospel, and the gospel is you're a sinner, and there's nothing you can do to earn salvation. Jesus has to do it all. And sitting in the class, I'm realizing I don't want to get high anymore, and there's nothing I did to not want to get high. Jesus is doing it for me. And it's like, this is what you're saying right now. You know, it's like, this is the gospel right here in my head. It's happening.
McDonald's days are now full working as a house manager at His Way, where he supervises 10 other guys, and an assistant manager at the Saving Way thrift store. He frequently shares his testimony with the other workers.
So I know that Jesus is the answer and Jesus is the way.
Reporting for World, I'm Addie Offrins in Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, that's our fourth and final semifinalist in this year's Hope Awards for Effective Compassion. One of the ministries we've profiled this week will get a check for $10,000. Which one will it be? Well, that's up to you. Visit wng.org/compassion and vote for the organization that you'd like to see blessed in this way. Voting is open now until August 12th.